الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى: الذي يراك حين تقوم وتقلبك في الساجدين. صدق الله العظيم. This is the fifth chapter of the kitab. The first chapter we did was on intention, sincerity, and which is very, very important. The second chapter was on tawbah, istighfar. And the third chapter was with regard to patience, exercising sabr, making patience. And the chapter before this, the fourth chapter, was on truthfulness, that a person in all his matters must be truthful. This is the fifth chapter, and this is about muraqabah, that is to meditate. And particular, there are many types of muraqabah which a person can do. Here, which is being referred to is on Allah consciousness, that a person be conscious that Allah Ta'ala is with him, Allah Ta'ala is watching him. This is also a very important, and this is one of the main steps in order to make a person's islah and reformation, ihsan. The quality of ihsan, that a person realizes that Allah Ta'ala is watching him all the time. And that he must be seeing Allah. If he cannot, that he realizes that Allah is watching him. And that is explained in a beautiful first hadith in this chapter, which is also known as Hadith Jibreel, in which Nabi Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came, questioned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam on various aspects of deen, which was to teach the Sahaba the deen. Amongst them, he asked also that what is ihsan? And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, to worship Allah Ta'ala in such a way that you are seeing Allah Ta'ala. And if you can't reach that level, then at least that you realize Allah is watching me. So this consciousness that Allah Ta'ala is with me, Allah is watching me, is a very important aspect to be developed. And any person who makes effort in this direction and develops that, there will be two great, great benefits immediately for that person. The one is he will get saved from guna, that when he knows Allah is watching me, then he will not commit any guna, knowing the power of Allah Ta'ala. And if Allah takes a person to task, what will happen to that person here in this world already and in the akhirat also. And the other is the quality of his ibadat will improve very greatly, that Allah is watching me making my ibadat, and Allah is being pleased with me, I'm making his ibadat. A person gets up for tahajjud and he realizes that Allah is watching me, he will make that namaz so much more consciously. Any worker who works and he knows my boss is watching me and my boss is very generous, and when he sees I do some work in a good way, he rewards me tremendously, how much more better won't he do that job? So when we know Allah is watching us, then that work we will do will be also of much more better quality. So the first ayat that is quoted, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَلَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ. Allah is that being who sees you when you get up, stand up in your prayer. وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ. And he sees your movements with those who prostrate. When you make sajda, Allah Ta'ala is watching that you have now also made sajda. In other words, Allah Ta'ala is very happy with this. And seeing you doing these things, Allah becomes very happy. Our Shaykh, Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, used to explain that a person must meditate on this, not only the negative aspect, that Allah is watching me when I'm committing guna, that is important. But when a person gets up for tahajjud, for example, also he should think, my Allah is watching me. I'm still feeling so sleepy, so groggy, but I'm getting up for Allah's pleasure. No favor on Allah. Allah has given us the tawfiq, but that Allah is watching me. That I'm making my wudu now, I'm making my namaz now, and Allah is watching me when everyone else is fast asleep. I'm up and I'm busy with the ibadat of Allah, coming for fajr, these early hours, And then the fear that everyone has with regard to being arrested or anything. But for Allah's sake, a person is coming, Allah is watching all this. So with that, Allah becomes very, very happy. So we should develop that quality in all our ibadah. Whether we are doing a business transaction, that I'm doing it in the correct way. Whether my relationship with my wife, I'm treating her kindly, fairly and justly. Allah is watching me doing all this. If a person brings this consciousness in him, which is very important and a farad on a person. To Allah, consciousness is farad on a person. So a person should realize, and more than what the police can watch us, more than what the wife watches the husband, or the husband watches the wife, more than a boss watching his workers, Allah is watching us all the time. So if we bring, realize that my Allah is watching me, we will stay away from sin, it will become very easy. And to the quality of our ibadat will improve tremendously. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.